Now, on the World of Sport with Joe Porter. Good morning, Joe.
Morena.
Now, a real buzz about British football at the moment, and one person in particular, Manchester City's Norwegian star Erling Haaland.
Yeah, look, well, I mean, what an incredible start to his Premier League career. Obviously, huge raps on the man that came over from the Bundesliga and, you know, was expected to do big things, but I'm not sure if anyone quite expected him to be this dominant this quickly. He scored another hat-trick yesterday, obviously, in the 6-3 thrashing of Manchester United. He, of course, plays for Manchester City. He's 22 years old. He's come over. He's 6'3", 6'4". He's a big slab of Scandinavian beef. He's extremely fast. He's got pace. You know, people are describing him as a combination of Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Cristiano Ronaldo, Filippo Inzaghi, Sergio Aguero, and many, many others. They're sort of saying he sort of takes the top five, a combination of all the best attributes of the top five strikers the world's ever seen, and concentrates them into one ponytailed blonde man. So look, he's an incredible performer. I think he has three hat-tricks already at home. He's become the first Premier League player to score three successive hat-tricks at home. He has, looking down this list of achievements already, he's got those three hat-tricks, the matches taken to score three Premier League hat-tricks. He's done it in 8 games. The next best is Michael Owen, who you may remember, 48 games. So look, he is a remarkable
talent. Oh, he's an absolute
talent beast.
And I tell you what, anyone with kids who are into football and are watching, he's setting it alight because, you know, he's just so much fun to watch. And his ability to just be all in the right place and score, but also assist as well.
Yeah, and look, he's one of those guys that actually doesn't sort of crave the ball. He doesn't need to handle the ball or touch the ball, you know, thousands of times during a match and show off his dribbling skills. I think he's been quoted saying, "I'm quite happy to touch the ball 5 times if I get 5 goals." So he's really of that sort of team mindset. He just wants to do what he needs to do to help the team when he doesn't want to show off or be too fancy. He's generous with the ball. He scores some goals that many other people would never have been able to. I see some commentators here saying, you know, if you want to fight with him, he'll fight with you and beat you. If you want to sprint him, he'll sprint with you and race you and beat you. He's just got so many different ways of scoring. His presence in the box is unmatched. And yeah, he really is setting this competition alight. And boy, oh boy, what's the season record for goals here? Let me have a quick look. I think it might be about 52. And, if he keeps scoring at this kind of rate, he might be able to get to that record, which sort of hasn't been touched in a very, very long time. So, yeah, look, Erling Haaland, a spectacular player to watch. And it looks like the records are going to continue to be broken by this young Norwegian.
They haven't played Arsenal yet. Arsenal the top, just pointing it out.
Arsenal top, City second. That should be a really entertaining game. Will the top team be able to beat and manage to contain Erling Haaland, who, look, he simply seems unstoppable at the moment? But, yeah, he's very impressive. I think he has about 14 Premier League goals already in 8 matches. That's double the next highest scorer, who is Harry Kane from Tottenham. So if he continues, look, most Premier League goals in a season, 34. He's certainly on track to beat that all record. Most Premier League goals in a debut season, 30. He's on track to beat that too. I think if he continues scoring at the rate he is, he'll get close to 60 in the Premier League this season, which would be a phenomenal effort.
No, it's fun to watch. Thank you very much. Joe Porter there, our sports reporter.